Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're talking about prescription drugs, the ones that are in your medicine cabinet. And there's an event over the weekend on Saturday in Wilkes-Barre that's going to help you get rid of some of these. And on the phone, it's Kirk Marshall?
Marshall.
How are you, Kirk?
Outstanding. How about yourself?
Doing all right. I was just mentioning this, and the Citizen's Voice did a little write-up on this. I know we had it up on our Facebook as well, but the FDA, in a 2017 national survey on drug use, they said there's millions of Americans have misused controlled substances, prescription drugs, and most of them are prescribed. You know, I'm sorry, the prescription drugs, most of them are just ones that are sitting in their medicine cabinet at home.
Right, right.
And you guys are doing something about this. I've heard of these events before. What is going on Saturday?
This is actually an event. It's a nationwide event, actually, that the DEA runs, and it's National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day, where you can bring your prescription drugs that you're not using that are either expired or you have no use for anymore, and we will take them, and you can drop them off here, and we'll take them. We seal them up and send them to the DEA where they dispose them in an incinerator.
Now, the first thing that jumps to mind is like the opioid epidemic. Are you talking about drugs like that where you realize, hey, my pain is gone, I stopped taking this, let's get this out of the house? That's just one example?
Exactly. Any kind of prescription drugs, the only things that we are not taking are liquids or hypodermic needles.
Okay. There are places people can drop off those hypodermic needles as well.
Right. You can bring the hypodermic needles to police headquarters or any fire station.
Right.
We have Sharps containers that we can dispose of those in.
Yeah, do not put them in playgrounds. Someone just put something on Facebook over the weekend, and I saw they were walking on a hiking trail by a playground and found a needle, and I was like, oh my God, like it's insane the way people think. But then again, I guess their minds are already clouded from which is the reason they have that stuff.
Right, right.
The event runs from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it's at the police headquarters, 15 North Washington Street in Wilkes-Barre.
Yep.
Are there other locations on Saturday as well?
If you go on to the DEA's website, takebackday.dea.gov, you can find other locations in your area that'll be closer. There's collection sites all over the country. And also, I just like to note, if you can't make it on Saturday, we have a secure disposal area. It's a disposal container in our lobby that gets emptied out frequently that you can bring your drugs and drop them off at any time.
Is this, you said it's something that's happening nationwide. Is there a certain, I wouldn't say competition or pride, if you get a lot of donations and people get, you know, this message is out and people really clean out their medicine cabinets, do you feel pretty good about that? Do you share it with the DA? Like, yeah, how much did they get? Look at our people. Our people stepped up. Is there any sort of competition between departments?
Not really. Everybody's just happy to be able to offer this service to people because unlike us, like I said, we have a 24-hour disposal container at our police station, but some places don't offer that around the clock. And this is a good time for people who may not be thinking, you know, year-round, it's spring cleaning time, and they start seeing these old medications or stuff they're not using anymore, and they have nowhere to take them. So this is a good opportunity for people to, you know, get them out and get rid of them.
We got a couple questions coming in, some calls coming in. Someone
sure.
said, should people take the labels off of their pill bottles?
You can leave your labels on, leave them in the pill bottles, because this is secure and it's anonymous. We don't go through it. We throw everything in a container, and they get sealed up and sent to the DEA.
Again, this is an event happening on Saturday. It's a drug take-back day. Prescription drugs that are just sitting around, you can get rid of them. You can drop them off unused, expired medications, police headquarters in Wilkes-Barre, 15 North Washington Street, 10 to 2. Another question, how are the drugs accepted? Should they come, like if someone has a lot, should they bring them all in one bag? Should they bring them individually in vials?
No, you can throw them all right in one bag. Again, we don't go through them. We just take everything and throw it into our containers.
Okay. Kyle's on the phone right now. We're getting phone calls about this, people trying to figure out. They have different questions and such. So I want to thank you in advance while I see if we have a question here. Do you, I want to thank you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, my brain is all over the place right now.
That's okay.
I want to thank you for taking the time to come on. Do we have another question there, Kyle? Oh, okay, we don't. It's something else.
If anyone has any questions,
yeah,
they can call my office, the Community Policing Office, at 570-208-6725.
6725. 570-208-6725.
Yep.
And, well, listen, thanks for coming on. I do appreciate it. I know it was a little bit last minute on my part.
No, no problem.
And, yeah, again, it's Saturday, Drug Take Back Day. The DEA is doing this all around the country as well. Police headquarters, again, 15 North Washington Street in Wilkes-Barre. It's Kirk Marshall. Thank you for coming on and sharing the details
me.
Here. And, again, if you have any questions, you can call them up directly, 570-208-6725. Thank you for coming on the Jason Barsky Show. I do appreciate it. Okay?
No problem. Have a good day.
Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.